From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has provoked outrage from his critics for encouraging Russia to share any emails it has from his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Trump was speaking in a Wednesday news conference where he downplayed accusations that he has close ties to Russia. Clinton's campaign manager has said there are signs that Russia hacked into the Democratic National Committee's email server and leaked embarrassing messages in order to help Trump's campaign. Trump called that idea ridiculous, but described the leaking of the DNC emails as a troubling sign.
It shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. A total sign, assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for our country.
Trump also said he hopes that Moscow can find tens of thousands of emails that Clinton deleted from her personal server while she was U.S. Secretary of State, emails that Clinton's opponents believe contained sensitive information. Clinton's campaign responded by saying, "This has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent." Some Trump supporters said he was making a joke. Trump himself tweeted later that if Russia or anyone else has Clinton's deleted emails, they should share those emails with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Well, U.S. President Barack Obama is the featured speaker at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia on Wednesday. He's expected to tell Americans why he thinks Hillary Clinton should replace him in the White House when he leaves office in January. This is VOA. International aid group Doctors Without Borders says more than 500,000 people in northeastern Nigeria's Borno state are facing a large-scale humanitarian disaster and are in need of urgent emergency assistance. Lisa Schlein has the details from Geneva.
The 15,000 people in the Nigerian town of Bonke are isolated, cut off from the rest of the world, and totally dependent on international aid, according to the head of emergencies for Doctors Without Borders, Hugh Robert. He says most of these people have been in hiding for more than 1 year because of the dangers posed by Boko Haram near the border with Cameroon.
When we visited houses or when we were moving around, there was really absolutely no food stock available in the households. For example, there was one family inside a cooking pot. They were cooking some dry skin from goats that they cut in pieces, tried to put it with water, cook it to feed the family. So really a situation of complete destitution.
Doctors Without Borders is calling on the United Nations and international organizations to provide immediate emergency food and medical aid to these hapless victims of Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Islamic State militant group has released a video showing two men suspected of killing a Catholic priest at a church in northwestern France. In the video released on Wednesday, the two men are holding an IS banner and pledging allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The video was posted by a news agency associated with Islamic State. Earlier Wednesday, French President François Hollande met with religious leaders in an attempt to calm fears triggered by Tuesday's church attack, the latest in a string of terrorism incidents in France. Hollande gathered leaders of various religions at his office in Paris in an attempt to create interfaith solidarity. And more than 40 people have been killed and dozens of others wounded in northeastern Syria's city of Qamishli after a massive suicide truck bombing claimed by the Islamic State. A reporter for VOA's Kurdish service, Zana Omar, was among those wounded in the blast near the Turkish border. He said the bombing happened about 50 meters from his apartment. Omar said he, his wife, and two children were wounded while their home was entirely destroyed. He also said that some of his relatives in the neighborhood have disappeared since the bombing and that he thinks they were perhaps buried under the rubble. You can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. That's where we're updating the news from around the world 24 hours a day. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.